change that takes place. And that process of change is fully underway, and the first step of the speaking of the dragon began last year when the resolution was passed condemning Bob Jones University for believing what every Protestant used to believe. That's all they made the resolution against, is that Bob Jones University still believes, like all Protestants believe, and that is that based on the Bible, the Pope of Rome is the Antichrist of Bible prophecy. So, brothers and sisters, when you see that, you know that we are pretty far down the stream of line, down the stream of time, and also you see how accurate the Great Controversy was. And then last night, I believe we looked at Great Controversy 581, where she reminds us, and this would be hard for some people to believe, but the persecutions that were carried out by the papacy in the past are going to be repeated. And we pointed out that in 1991, for no reason except for the purpose that the office of the Inquisition was established for, it was opened back up. It had been closed in 1991. It was opened again. There's only one purpose for the office of the Inquisition. So we may not, as Seventh-day Adventists, be expecting these things to take place, but Rome is certainly preparing for them. We also read a quote, let me see, I passed it by, that Rome is receiving far more, will receive far more favoritism, and that's from Great Controversy 563, and we looked at some of the things that are going on, some of the actions to give the Pope of Rome a medal last year, whereas when the United States was founded, the attitude was Vatican sent the United States government a giant piece of marble so they could use it in the building of the Capitol, and the United States government took that piece of marble and threw it in the river because they didn't want anything to do with the Vatican. Well, this year they're giving him a gold medal. So, I mean, something has changed, and that's just what the Great Controversy said would take place. Romanism is now regarded by Protestants with far greater favor than for years, and we looked at some of those items that are taking place in the world today. Now that I've got my notes a little bit turned around, what I want to look at this evening, and I want to begin in Revelation 13, because I want to bring a concept from Revelation and then tie it in with a passage from the Great Controversy. And as Seventh-day Adventists, we correctly understand that the feast of Revelation 13 is the papacy. And let's look at